Lesson 20. Bluster, bluster. Council, council. Dwell, dwell. Exterminate, exterminate. Fee, fee. Garment, garment. Infest, infest. Insist, insist. Paltry, paltry. Peculiar, peculiar. Rash, rash. Revenge, revenge. Rodent, rodent. Swarm, swarm. That, that. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. The Pied Piper of Hamelin. Rats! They fought the dogs and killed the cats and bit the babies in the cradles and ate the cheese out of the vats and licked the spoon from the cook's own ladles. There was no doubt that the people of Hamelin had a very serious problem. Their town was infested with rats, and the furry, beady-eyed rodents had grown so bold that they had invaded the people's cellars, their kitchens, and even their bedrooms. There wasn't a dwelling in the town that wasn't teeming with rats. The people threatened to run the mayor out of town unless he did something about the problem. The mayor promised to get rid of the rats. He vowed to exterminate every rat in town. He blustered that not a rat would be left alive. But what could he do? Nothing except meet with his council to discuss ways of solving the problem. And the truth was that neither he nor anyone else had the faintest idea what to do. Suddenly, a man dressed in a most peculiar fashion appeared at the meeting. His quaint garments drew stares and comments from the townspeople. His queer long coat from heel to head was half of yellow and half of red. The stranger in the pied coat promised to rid the town of its rats by luring them away with the music from his pipe for a fee of 1,000 guilders. The mayor was overjoyed and replied that that was too paltry a sum for performing such a task. He promised to pay 50,000 guilders. Everyone followed as the Pied Piper stepped into the street. He raised his pipe to his lips and began to play. Over the sound of the music, a strange noise could be heard. And the muttering grew to a grumbling, and the grumbling grew to a mighty rumbling, and out of the houses the rats came tumbling. Rats swarmed into the streets and followed the Pied Piper as he led them out of town. When they came to the River Weser, the rats plunged in and perished. The people of Hamelin were most grateful to the Pied Piper and rang every bell in town to celebrate. But the mayor was having second thoughts. He felt that he had been rash to offer 50,000 guilders. He now thought a mere 50 guilders would be enough. When the Pied Piper insisted on being paid in full, the mayor laughed in his face. "You threaten us, fellow? Do your worst. Blow your pipe there till you burst." As his revenge, the Pied Piper led away the village's children, who were never seen again.